welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice. Can we start? I heard this the other day and I loved it. I want you to create a feeling, a sensation, an experience inside, as if there's just been this inner explosion of deep okayness. Like someone detonated a bomb within you of deep serenity, presence, and calm. Our practice today is, yes, embodying all of those things. It's about really slowing down and looking at everything inside to see what's real and to heal. So, as we begin this session today, I want you to start by imagining, sensing, feeling as though you were a reverse starburst. I know, there's a lot of like explosion imagery here. Let's go with it. A reverse starburst, calling back now any parts of yourself that have fragmented away, any parts that you've disconnected from, given away, and really call them back. Call back the part of you that is happy or sad, untamed, wild, or timid. Call back the part of you that is angry or wasn't done grieving quite yet. The part of you that's lonely, lost, and brilliant. Call back your wise self, your intuitive self, your confused, rejected, courageous self. Call back the inner rebel, the inner child, the scared, the egoic, the proud, the soft, the hard, shy, creative, ambitious. Call back your loving side, the passionate side, the broken side. Call back the part of you that is healing, that is doing the best you can, all parts of yourself. All of you, allow all parts of you to arrive right here, right now, to this space, this moment in time. And feel that with each in-breath, you welcome yourself here in a deeper, more profound way. And as you feel your breath welcoming more of you here, ignite your inner awareness and attention so you actually journey deeper into your body. Tune in, check in. Are you comfortable, supported, warm? Are there any fidgets or adjustments? Do you need to pull the shoulders down? Tuck chin ever so slightly, release through the face. Let the head fall heavy, backs of arms and hands. Spine long, belly soft. Release any grip through mind, jaw, belly, glutes, and legs. Toes flop open. Lay your body down. Journey deeper inside. And as you invite all of these parts back, as you play with and get to know yourself in a more inward, intimate, and loving kind way, could you allow for the inner whispers of the heart to turn into a voice? That inner voice offering you the messaging of your sankalpa or your intention for this practice today. And you'll state your sankalpa, your intention, in a positive, present, potent sentence that begins with I or I am. And perhaps when you were reverse star bursting, if something felt a little uncomfortable, maybe that is your signpost. Tune in, check in, listen in for the whispers of your Sankalpa. I am awakening. I am healing. I return to wholeness. I am enough. I am free. I live my truth. I trust my path. And as you repeat your perfect Sankalpa a few times mentally now, let it become prevalent, louder in your internal world so that it drowns out any thoughts or distractions. And as you repeat it, follow the sound current, the vibration of your Sankalpa all the way out through fingers and toes, then all the way back up, settling into your third eye or your eyebrow center. Now, with your attention softly, intimately, inwardly concentrated, connected here at your third eye center, feel now a spark that ignites the most beautiful, bright green light. Feel this green light at third eye center as incredibly healing. Notice a gentle warmth, a buzz to it. This green light carries with it, embodies the spiritual, physical, mental, energetic, and emotional nourishment, medicine that you need knowingly or unknowingly. So as we get ready to flow through the rotation of consciousness, remember, keeping your body nice and still and supported will only enhance your relaxation. While the body is still and relaxed, the mind stays aware, open, and curious. And as we go through the rotation of consciousness, and feel into the body parts that are named, see, sense, and fully experience this green light fill the body part that is mentioned. The green light will offer the medicine needed. Trust that, dear one. Now at your eyebrow center, see this bright green light split into two. One will flow down into your right thumb, and the other down into your left thumb. And you'll feel both thumbs lit up in green at the same time. The green light will continue to travel effortlessly with your attention and awareness, now into both index fingers, middle fingers, ring fingers, and both pinky fingers. Green light travels with your awareness into the palm of both your hands, the back of the hands, wrist creases, both forearms, elbow points, upper arms, and both shoulders. Feel the green light land in the underarm of each side of the body. And then at the same time, feel both of the entire arms from the shoulders all the way through fingertips. All buzzing warm, lit up by this green light. Both of your arms in wholeness right now. Feel the cages of your ribs on both sides of your chest both sides of your waistline, both hips, thighs, knees, and lower legs. Green light infuses your ankle joints, the heels, and the soles of both feet, lit up with this green light. The tops of the feet, your big toes, second toes, third, fourth, fifth toes on each foot. Feel the whole right side of your body now, lit up with green healing light. The whole right side of your body. And feel the whole left side of your body now lit up with green light. The entire left side of your body now. Bring your attention once again to the soles of each of your feet, and you'll move up the back plane of your body, the green light still journeying with you. Feel the backs of both heels, green light. Both calf muscles massaged with this green healing light. The backs of your knees, hamstrings, buttocks, tip of the spine, back of your pelvis. The green light travels all the way up the back through the curves of your spine, starting with the low back, mid back, upper back. Feel each of your shoulder blades, the curve of the back of your neck. Illuminated, back of your head, now crown of your head. Green light flows down front plane, starting at the forehead, one to each of your eyebrows. Green light in each of your eyes and eye sockets, down the bridge of your nose, to each of your nostrils, the tip of your nose. Find the green light in your upper lip, lower lip, your chin. One green light flows through the right side of your jaw, the other through the left side of jaw. Green light to the right side of your head, another to the left. Feel both sides of your head at the same time. Now focus your attention in your ears. Feel and see this green light inside each of your ears. Feel the space in between your ears and these green lights coming to meet here as one. This radiant green light travels now from the midbrain down through your airway to the center of your neck. Pausing here, the healing green light warming your throat. Then feel as it moves down into the center of your chest, your entire chest, all lit up by this green, warm, healing light. This green medicine moves down into your upper belly, filling the torso, all the organs here down into your low belly, and the whole pelvis and pelvic floor. Feel this green light split again from the pelvic floor, resting now one on the front of both hips, one on the front of each thigh, down to each kneecap, one through the line of both shins, the tops of each foot. Feel your entire right leg and your entire left leg. Then feel both legs as one, all together lit up with green healing light. Keep your legs lit up, and in your awareness, add your low belly, mid belly, upper belly, rib cage, and collar bones. So your whole entire torso is lit up along with the legs. Add your right arm and your left arm, both arms lit up and added to the awareness in your torso and your legs. Then add your face, your head, your neck, and your throat so that your whole entire body is in your awareness. And in an instant, every single touch point where that green light passed is lit up with green, healing, radiant light. Your whole body connected and healing, being nourished, cleansed, and cleared by this green light. Full body awareness. Whole body. Your body in wholeness. And the radiance of this green light stays in your body. But the physicality of this body dissolves as you tap in to the breath, your energy, your life force. Simply notice the breath in and out. Sensing the movement of the breath as it enters in through the body and flows out on the release. You breathing, noticing the energy of you as physicality fades away. Breathe. Be. We now move into the mental, emotional body. I will name a pair of opposites, and you'll allow yourself to feel them as best you can, one at a time. Notice any symbolism, signs, thought forms, or emotions that may or may not come up. Let this journey be spontaneous, organic, safe, and easy. This process will begin by calling forth, remembering a time when you were scared. What does being scared feel like in the body? What emotions come up? What are the quality of your thoughts when you are scared? Effortlessly noticing the experience inside of being scared. And you'll release that and replace it with peacefulness, releasing any fears and simply basking in the experience of complete peace, safety, serenity, calm. What does pure inner peace feel like for you? Where does it live in your body? What is the quality of your mind, your breath, and your body when you are completely at peace. Return to your eyebrow center, reset, neutralize, and recall a time or feel into a time when you were hungry, physically or metaphorically, a time when you had a hunger or a thirst, a craving. What does it feel like inside to hunger for something? Where does it live? Now release that and call forth or remember a time when you felt nourished, fed, where your needs were met, you felt held, comfortable, fully nourished, cared for, complete. How does that feel in your body? To be fully nourished, complete. Allow that to settle, return to your brow center. We will now move from the mental, emotional body into the sensory body, into a visualization. And I want you now to imagine going back to a time in your life when you were young, a time when you were scared. Maybe you were a little kid and you did something. You were afraid your parents would find out, or you were at school and you cheated, you felt scared. Maybe you were scared of the dark. Were you 3, 5, 10? Journey back, come back to this little person, this little you who felt scared. And in the space, in the moment that they were feeling this emotion, you are sitting with them, just observing, fully present with them, with you. And as you start to breathe deeper, you recognize that their fear starts to soften. Their face starts to soften just by being in your presence. Then you give them a warm smile. Maybe they run and jump into a big bear hug, nestling their cheek into the groove of your neck. And you can whisper into their ear that everything will be okay. I know you're scared, but it will be okay. It is always okay. Look at you in the eyes. Let you know, I am here for you. I'm always here for you. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to be scared. But you're safe. You're safe now. And we'll make it through this. We always make it through. Taking in this moment now with this little person, little you, rocking them, holding them, holding yourself. Allow them to fully release, whether that's with tears, laughter, or just resting completely in your arms. A deep peacefulness washes over the both of you, and you smile at them. Give them one more squeeze or cuddle, a wink. Let them know that you are always there. Just call on me anytime, you say. And in a flicker, we're back to the present moment. Back to the body, resting secure and safe on the surface below you, with this unwavering sense of okayness on the surface and below. An explosion of okayness. And in the blink of an eye, a version of ourselves from the future comes and sits right in front of us. And this version of you is any time in the future where they're certain that everything is okay. That whatever turmoil in our life that's happening now, it's over. The lesson has been learned. Maybe it's a week from now, 6 months, a year, 5 years, 10 years from now. Look at this future version of you. Look how happy, confident they are. And they just smile at you. Breathe deep. And just by being in their, your presence, you can feel whatever fear or tension or worry that resides within you. It just fades. You give them a hug. And you smile because you now know that things might be challenging right now. Things are going on. But it's all gonna be okay. This future you whispers in your ear, don't worry, I've got you. I am designing all of this for you. It's all for you. Don't forget that. I've seen it all. I've made these obstacles perfectly so you can grow, so you can live, you can experience. And as long as you remember that, you will grow. Even if you don't remember, you're still gonna grow. We're gonna get through this, I promise. We get through everything, don't we? It's okay to be scared, they say. It's okay to feel whatever you're feeling. Know that it will pass, for everything passes. And whenever you need me, I'm just a call away. Always here for you, always guiding you. You rest your cheek in the groove of their neck, and you take this moment to just rest, be held, feeling their presence, feeling your togetherness. You send them back to their timeline off in the future. With a strong and stable gratitude. Thank you for seeing me. Thank you for letting me be seen. And in a flicker, you arrive back to the present moment, a soft arrival once again back to the body on the surface below you. This body is a safe space, a resting place. For your soul. On your next inhale, breathe into the heart and reignite that green light and your Sankalpa, repeating it 3 more times with faith, with feeling. Feel it vibrate through all parts of you. And take a moment here to acknowledge your inner self, past, present, and future. Call back and acknowledge all parts, all versions of you. Have an intimate moment with yourself here. Know that you are guided, you are okay, you are taken care of fully, always. Bask here as long as you need, maybe deepening breath, intuitive movement, or stillness. Take your time. Be intentional here. with hands at my heart center. I bow to you, all parts of you. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.